Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Rav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is that the Facebook fascists, the Judenrat capos of Facebook, Yimach Shmam Bezichram, Shem Reshaim Yerkav, may their names and memories be obliterated, may the name of the wicked rot, remove JTF's pages from Facebook. No big loss. We weren't getting very much from Facebook anyway, but we'll discuss it. And the second subject we want to discuss is Donald Trump's notorious meeting with the North Korean Hitler, Kim Jong-un. But first I want to discuss Facebook. You know, we knew that eventually they'll take our pages down. They've done this to us over and over again on Facebook. This is par for the course with that evil, sick company of Judenrat capos. And for us, it makes virtually no difference because we didn't get much benefit out of Facebook. Our strength and our ability to reach the Jews of Israel has been through 2,000 YouTube accounts. We have 2,000 accounts, 2,000 plus actually, over 2,000 accounts on YouTube, separate accounts. And we get hundreds of thousands of views for our Hebrew videos. And hundreds of thousands of views in a country with 6 million Jews is quite impressive. So that's where the action is as far as we're concerned. That's the important thing for us. And on YouTube, the good thing about YouTube is, even though it's also evil and it's owned by Google, which is also evil and disgusting, but because we have thousands of accounts, if they ever decided to take down one of our accounts on YouTube, in literally 5 minutes, we could put the whole thing up again. So it has virtually no effect on us. And they haven't, by the way, touched, since we put up over 2,000 accounts, they haven't even touched one of our accounts in many years. We've been up there now since 2007, and they haven't touched any of our accounts. So that's where our strength is. Facebook was not getting us any real benefit. Even though, by the way, without even advertising the Facebook page, we had over 8,000 likes on our Hebrew Facebook page. Over 8,000 likes and over 3,000 people were discussing the Facebook page. But the focus of the Facebook page was just to tell people, go to our videos on YouTube. And since they took down our page on Facebook, there's been no appreciable effect on the number of views we get on YouTube. There's been no real effect. And so the truth is, this doesn't have much effect on our organization, but it still speaks volumes about that self-hating Jew, Mark Zuckerberg, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro Shem Reshaim V'Yirkav, that hideous animal who married outside the Jewish faith. Did you see his wife? I mean, he's a very ugly guy, but with all of his gelt, with all of his money, or in Hebrew we say kesef, gelt is Yiddish. In Hebrew we say kesef, kesef means money. With all of his kesef, the guy's worth $30 billion plus. He could have gotten the most beautiful women in the world to marry him. And look what he winds up marrying. Look, what a sick, evil, Judenrat piece of filth. And he discriminates against all the pro-Israel sites and censors all the pro-Israel sites. He censors conservative sites. He censors evangelical Christian sites. He has brought down hundreds of sites of Christians, conservatives, Orthodox Jews, pro-Israel groups, but leaves all the Muslim terrorists, leaves the Klan and David Duke and the Nazis and all the evil people. They, of course, have free rein on Facebook. And this hideous Judenrat capo takes down the sites of his own people, the Jewish people, or of anybody who is pro-Israel, like if the evangelical Christians who are pro-Israel, if they have a pro-Israel site, he'll take their site down too, for nothing. So this is the type of subhuman sewage that runs Facebook, and this is symptomatic of our generation. you know, it's no wonder why the Jews had such terrible tragedies and are continuing to suffer, because they allow leaders like this to govern them. And this is what JTF is fighting against. This is what JTF resists and is opposing. So, you know, they took us down, no big deal. If you recall, we did advertise in the past. We had a Facebook page and we advertised it. And in 3 months, we had over 27,000 likes. We had a page, and in 3 months, we got over 27,000 likes on the page. And our advertising campaign was not a super expensive advertising campaign. But over 27,000 likes for a Hebrew page. Remember, Israel has only 6 million Jews, 6 million Hebrew-speaking Jews. So 27,000 likes in Israel is like the equivalent of millions of likes for an English-speaking American site. And that they took down. They took that site down. There we were actually advertising the Facebook page. This was several years ago, if you recall. And they took the Facebook page down when we had this very successful advertising campaign. But don't worry, we got our money back. I challenged it with the credit card companies, and all the money we spent on that advertising campaign, I got that money back from those animals. Because they're going to make me advertise to build up a page and then take the page down. I went to the credit card company. I said, they took my page down. I explained the situation. And we ended up getting the money back. So, you know, so we didn't lose anything on it, even though, you know, they took down the page. This time, we didn't advertise the Facebook page. This time, without advertising the Facebook page, we got over 8,000 likes. Just by virtue of what we were saying, and even though, you know, they rig their search engines to hurt organizations that are pro-Israel or conservative or evangelical Christian or any organization that is not a communist organization or an anti-Semitic organization or Muslim group. If you're not Muslim or communist or anti-Semitic or a member of some third world hideous group that detests everything good in the world, if you're not part of that, they rig their search engines against you. And this has been exposed many times. Facebook rigs the search engines, and they hand over, by the way, all your personal information, they hand over to everybody. You know, they sell it to companies, they hand it, after promising they wouldn't do it, they hand it over to everybody. So they rig their search engines, they hand over all your information to everybody, Facebook. Including, by the way, foreign countries, Chinese and Russians and others, they hand over all your information to hostile foreign governments, your personal information, including governments and companies and entities that have been known to hack people's accounts and hack people's information. So if you put any personal information or any sensitive information on that hideous site, you're crazy, because it's in very serious jeopardy, because you can't trust a thing that they do on that site. By the way, you can't trust any of the sites. You can't trust Facebook. You can't trust Google. You can't trust YouTube. You can't trust Twitter. You can't trust any of the other sites. Instagram. Instagram is owned by Facebook, incidentally. And YouTube is owned by Google. You know, it's all monopoly control. But you can't trust any of these companies. So don't ever put any sensitive information that you don't want other people to know about. Don't ever put that on any of your accounts. Don't ever do that. And you know, Shlomo, the great Shlomo, did videos in English and in Hebrew warning people. We had videos in English and in Hebrew warning people about the jeopardy of opening accounts there, and how you have to be very careful and cautious. And people said, oh, I have nothing to hide. And no, they're not going to do anything. They promised. Now we've seen, it's been exposed before the whole world now. They broke all their promises. All their promises they broke. Anyway, no big loss. It's no big loss. And by the way, since they took our Facebook page down, we've put up hundreds of our videos on YouTube pages, including new YouTube accounts. We open new, of course, we're constantly opening up new YouTube accounts, constantly, all the time. And we put hundreds of more videos up. So we're continuing. And this is not something that's going to affect us adversely, but still, just as a matter of principle, it shows how low these people are. May Hashem curse them in this world and in the next. May they face nothing but horrific curses in this world. Every illness, every curse under the sun should afflict them. All the animals on Facebook and all the self-hating Jews that behave like that, and all the anti-Semitic Gentiles that behave like that, all of them should face the worst afflictions and curses in this world, and they should have nothing but agony, torture, and punishment in the next world. Yimach shmam b'zichram, shem reshaim yirkav. Amen. Amen ken yehi ratzon. It should be God's will. Now, the second subject we want to discuss is the subject of Donald Trump. You know, his meetings with North Korea and his behavior with this monstrous dictator in North Korea who murdered 2 million of his own people. Trump himself has said that Kim Jong-un starves his own people, murders and tortures his own people. And this is a mass butcher. This is someone who's committed genocide against his own people. His own children have stunted growth. North Korean children have stunted growth because they're starving to death. I mean, this is just a monster. A cruel, vicious, egotistical monster, which is why Donald Trump admires him. Now, look at what Donald Trump has said about him. Donald Trump has said, quote, he is very honorable, unquote. Called him very honorable. He said, quote, I am honored to meet you, unquote. It was an honor to meet this monster, this Hitler, this North Korean Hitler who murdered 2 million of his own men, women, and children. He said the North Korean people love Kim Jong-un. They love him? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They're terrorized by him. They would love to be reunited with South Korea. They'd love to get out of that giant concentration camp called North Korea. It's the worst hell you can possibly imagine. They would love to escape and get out of there. But not according to Donald Trump. He says they love him. And he says they do whatever he wishes. When he speaks, they do whatever he wishes. They follow whatever he says. And he says he wishes the American people, he could have the same relationship with the American people that Kim Jong-un has with the Korean people. He wishes he could be the type of leader in America that Kim Jong-un is in North Korea. And this is what he said on Fox and Friends. And believe me, he really does wish that. This is the same Donald Trump who expresses gushing admiration for the Russian dictator, who's really the Soviet dictator, because Russia is still the Soviet dictatorship that it always was. I mean, if you're a journalist and you say anything even mildly critical of Putin, you're found dead the next day. And his political opponents, he puts his political opponents in prison and they're killed in prison. Or he assassinates them on the streets of Moscow. I mean, this is no different from the Soviet leaders and the Soviet dictators. Monsters. He's a monster, a mass murderer. And he's helping Iran develop nuclear bombs. He helped Pakistan develop nuclear bombs. He helped North Korea develop nuclear bombs. You know, he's willing to spread nuclear terror and nuclear holocaust all over the world, Putin. He's happy to do it. And Trump loves him, admires him, and says, and criticizes the fact that even the wimpy Europeans got him out of the G8. It was the G8, they made it the G7. They threw Russia out after Russia invaded the Ukraine. Or you're not supposed to say the Ukraine, you're supposed to say Ukraine, a big deal. They threw him out. Even the wimpy Europeans threw him out. And Trump said, no, that they should bring him back in. This is ridiculous. Putin hasn't done anything wrong. They should bring him back in, and again is defending Putin. Of course, Putin has the goods on Trump. Putin can easily blackmail Trump because Putin gave money to Trump's organization and to Trump's family. When they were in debt after the Taj Mahal went bankrupt. And he also has, of course, the film. We know that he has the film of Trump having sex with Russian prostitutes and committing the most perverted acts with these Russian prostitutes. You know, it's bad enough that he has an adulterous affair with Russian prostitutes while his wife is 8 months pregnant. His wife was a prostitute, Melania Trump. She was in porn films. She was a porn star and a prostitute. That's his wife. That's who he likes. Those are the type of women that turn him on. And when she was 8 months pregnant with his son, he was having affairs in Moscow with Russian prostitutes. And disgusting, I mean, the most disgusting perverted things he was doing with them. It wasn't just that they were having adulterous sex, it was the perverted things he was asking them to do, which Putin has on film. And Trump does not want to see that released. So Putin has Trump in a place where Trump now is being blackmailed and is in a treasonous way sacrificing American national interests in order not to be personally embarrassed by Putin. But Putin has always admired dictators, tyrants. Did you see the picture of him saluting the North Korean general? He saluted a North Korean Nazi general. You know what North Korean generals do? You know what the North Korean army has done to their own people? And he's saluting this guy? I mean, just unbelievable. Remember the picture of Barack Hussein Obama bowing before the Saudi king, and Trump made a big deal about that, justifiably. Obama was attacked for that. Obama's a disgusting animal also. Obama was attacked for that, justifiably. But Trump is saluting North Korean generals. How is that any different? It's the same insanity, same sickness. And you remember that during the presidential campaign, Trump tweeted a quote of Benito Mussolini, the Italian dictator. Mussolini was Hitler's number one ally in Europe during World War II, was responsible for the murder of 3 million Italians, and was just, again, the type of monstrous, immoral, brutal piece of garbage dictator that Trump so admires. Because Trump is not a political leader. Trump is a leader of a cult. Just like Kim Jong-un has the cult, his pictures are all over the place. They have huge pictures of him all over the place. In the Soviet Union, they have huge pictures of this. They had huge pictures of the Soviet leaders. And in Russia, they have huge pictures of Putin all over the place for people to worship. You have to worship Putin in Russia. You have to worship Kim Jong-un in North Korea. You had to worship Mussolini in fascist Italy. And this is what Trump wants. He wants to be the head of a cult. He wants to be worshipped. Everything he does, by the way, it doesn't matter if you're a leftist. It doesn't matter if you're a traitor. It doesn't matter what you are. He will like you as long as you say good things about him and praise him and say good things about his leadership. You could be the lowest, most vile person, and most of the people who praise Trump are the lowest, most vile people. You could be the lowest scum of the earth. He doesn't care. As long as you're for him, that's all he cares about, for him personally. The rest of the world doesn't matter. Only Donald Trump matters. This is a cult leader. And his supporters, you see, are members of a cult. Can you imagine if Obama had done these things with Kim Jong-un, had been praised him, saluted a North Korean general? And then another thing Trump did, he gave Kim Jong-un this tremendous public relations propaganda victory. Just the fact that Kim Jong-un, this monster, this bloodthirsty monster, was able to meet with the President of the United States and smile and shake hands and pretend to be a human being. This in and of itself is a tremendous public relations victory for his regime. He and his father and his grandfather always wanted to do this. They wanted to do this with Bush. They wanted to do this with Clinton and with Obama. They wanted to do this with all the prior presidents. Prior presidents refused to meet him. They refused to do what Trump did. Trump right away agreed to do it. And Trump immediately canceled U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises, which are very important. The joint military exercises prepare American troops that are on the Korean Peninsula and prepare the South Koreans for the possibility of war. Now, if your troops are not trained and you don't do war exercises and you don't keep them in proper shape, and you don't do the military exercises are essential. The joint military exercises are essential. You can't just tell people on paper about war. You've got to have the troops go out, the Air Force, the Navy, the Army. You've got to have them go out and actually train and prepare and test themselves and do drills. That's what has to be done. That's what the North Korean army is continuing to do. But Trump agreed to cancel all of that. He agreed to cancel all of that because he said it was provocative. He said it was provocative. The same language, by the way, that Kim Jong-un always used. He called it provocative as well. So Trump has already made concessions. He's given this vile mass murdering dictator a huge propaganda victory. He's praising him, I mean, in almost worshipful words. I mean, you're very honorable, you're wonderful, you're courageous. You know, saluting his generals. He's saying that he wishes that he could have this type of leadership in the United States that the North Korean dictator has in North Korea. Just unbelievable. He's giving him all this, and this guy, Kim Jong-un, hasn't given Trump anything, gurnished. Shum davar means nothing in Hebrew. Nada. He hasn't given him a damn thing. Complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Do you know that regime has been promising that for 30 years? They promised they'd never get nuclear bombs to begin with and broke their word on every single promise they ever made. They always broke their word. And here, Kim Jong-un hasn't even signed or agreed to or promised anything. No dates, no verification, no accounting for how many nuclear bombs he has or the location or what he plans to do or when there's going to be a verification process. Nothing. Not even promises. And by the way, in the past, he made promises in all of those areas. He made promises to Clinton. He made promises to Bush. He made promises to Obama. Broke all of his promises every time. Always broke his promises. Never kept his word. When I say him, he did, his grandfather and his father, all the leaders of that dynasty of mass murderers in North Korea, they've been doing this, they've been playing the West for suckers for 30 years. But the biggest sucker is Donald Trump. He got nothing. He didn't even get promises. He got absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing from this guy. What a farce. What a farce. And the Trumpsters who would be bitterly condemning Obama or Hillary Clinton or anyone else. By the way, Obama and Hillary Clinton would not do what Trump did. As bad as they are, and they're terrible. Obama is terrible, and Hillary Clinton are terrible. But Hillary Clinton would not have gone to meet with the North Korean dictator. She wouldn't have done it. She wouldn't have done it. She refused to do it as Secretary of State. She refused to. And Obama refused to. The North Koreans wanted it. They refused to. Not because Obama and Hillary Clinton are good leaders. They're terrible leaders. But they know they wouldn't get away with it because the Republicans and conservatives would be screaming and yelling, and what are you, crazy? This is what you're doing. But Donald Trump, he went further in weakening the U.S. position and in strengthening America's enemies. Donald Trump went further than Hillary Clinton would have gone. So on the issue of North Korea so far, he's worse than Hillary Clinton would have been. Worse than Hillary Clinton would have been on this issue. It's a fact. He's not worse than Hillary Clinton on all issues. He did cancel the Iran nuclear agreement. On that, on the issue of Iran, he's probably marginally better than Hillary Clinton. But on the issue of North Korea, he's worse. And on many other issues, he's worse than Hillary Clinton. Let's see what happens now with this immigration, all this talk about immigration and separating families and this latest thing that we see going on here. It'll be a disaster if they start legalizing illegal aliens now, saying, well, we can't have separated families and we can't, all the excuses, and Trump is involved in negotiating this. You know, if he starts making concessions like he did with Kim Jong-un, this great deal maker that he calls himself, he's such a great genius, we're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. By the way, since Donald Trump was elected president, the number of people crossing the border is up, and the number of illegals getting legal status in the country is up, and the spending on all the wasteful programs is up, and the budget deficit that he was complaining about is way up, and the national debt that he was complaining about that he said endangered America, that America would go bankrupt eventually, the national debt is growing faster under Trump than it was under Obama. But that doesn't bother any of the Trumpsters because they're members of the cult. They drank the Kool-Aid. They don't care. They don't care. You can bankrupt America. You can give away all of America's strengths and make all the concessions to America's worst enemies like North Korea and to Russia, and to all the other enemies of the United States. Donald Trump could do all these things and praise all of America's enemies and have the most destructive policies, and the Trumpsters will continue to blindly follow him off the cliff. It doesn't make a difference. Makes no difference whatsoever. And you know, I just wanted to look at the time because, you know, we have to close pretty soon because it's, I don't want the video to be too long. But when it comes to Israel, you know, he and Jared Kushner, that self-hating Jew who's his so-called son-in-law, you know, what they're planning to do to Israel, God forbid, what a catastrophe that would be. What a catastrophe. They move the American embassy to Jerusalem, which in no way helps Israel, does nothing for Israel, nothing. And they're still talking about giving East Jerusalem over to the Arab terrorists. The only thing that prevents it is the same thing that prevented it under Obama. The Arab terrorists are too dumb to take yes for an answer, are too dumb to accept Netanyahu's offers to create a so-called Palestinian state. Thank God, I mean, Hashem, God, is protecting us. But if the day comes when you get an Arab leader who's smart enough to say yes and smart enough to actually agree to work something out with Netanyahu, God forbid, we're in a lot of trouble. We're going to lose the heartland of biblical Israel, God forbid, and even Israel's capital. I mean, we're going to be in a lot of trouble, and Trump will gladly preside over the deal, the great deal maker. He calls that the ultimate deal, the deal of the century, he's calling it. That's the ultimate deal he wants to make, to get Israel to commit national suicide. God forbid that he should succeed. We have a job to do, and we're doing that job. We're bringing the truth to the Jews of Israel, and that's what you're helping us do in JTF. We have reached hundreds of thousands of Jews with our message. We want to reach many more. I don't know if the guy that we're supporting Moshe Feiglin and we're supporting the Zahut Party. We hope that he gets in because he's the one guy who's telling the truth. He would be good for Israel. I don't know if he's going to win. I don't know if he's going to get in. He's not going to become prime minister, that's for sure. But if he just gets in the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, if he gets the minimum 4 seats you have to get to pass the threshold, he has to win at least 4 seats to pass the threshold, 120 seats, you get 4 seats if you get the minimum to pass the threshold, and then he'd have four members of the Knesset, of the parliament. If he does that, at least we'll have a voice of truth in the Knesset. Will he be able to do it? I don't know. But at least we're bringing truth to the people of Israel. We're standing for the truth and fighting for the truth. And that's very important. And you know what we're saying makes sense. In your heart, you know we're right. And in your guts, you know they're nuts. And you know that we have to help the people of Israel, wake the people of Israel up. And the only group you're going to find that's bringing this type of truth to the people of Israel is JTF. You know that. You know nobody else is going to say the things that we're saying. Nobody's going to do it. And so we're performing an essential function, and you can be part of that. Help us. Help us. Let's fight together. Help us financially. Help us by spreading the word about JTF and helping JTF grow. Help us. If we work together as a team, we can still make this a better world, God willing. Be'ezrat Hashem. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.